This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. An Israeli airstrike on Gaza City Wednesday shut down medical facilities and killed over two dozen people. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
Israeli airstrikes early Wednesday have killed 20 Palestinians in central Gaza, including six children and three women, some of them inside a purported safe zone declared by the Israeli military, hospital authorities say. This second straight night of deadly strikes in the central town of Deir al-Bala and nearby refugee camps come as U.S., Egyptian and Qatari mediators, as well as Israeli officials, come together in the Qatari capital Doha for talks trying to push through a long elusive deal for a ceasefire and hostage release. Israel and Hamas had appeared to narrow the gaps in recent days, but obstacles remain. I'm Charles Ledesma.
Finnish President Alexander Stubb said Ukraine's admission into NATO is inevitable.
I think it's very important to give a message to the Kremlin from here that Ukraine's path and bridge towards NATO membership is now irreversible.
President Stubb made the remarks Wednesday at the NATO summit in Washington. It advances assurances that Ukraine will be allowed to join the Western military coalition, but only after its war with Russia ends. In another boost, the United States, the Netherlands, and Denmark announced Wednesday that the first NATO-provided F-16 fighter jets are on their way to Ukraine and will be flying by this summer following months of preparation. In the most serious rebuke against Beijing, NATO allies issued a communique calling China a decisive enabler of Russia's war against Ukraine and expressed concerns over China's nuclear arsenal and its capabilities in space. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden's re-election campaign is facing new peril as two allies weigh in on his future. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
On MSNBC, former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it's up to the president to decide if he should stay in the race, rather than her saying he should stay in.
We're all encouraging him to make that decision because time is running short.
The president insists he will not step aside. Just weeks after hosting a glitzy Biden campaign fundraiser, actor George Clooney says it's time to end the campaign. He writes in a New York Times op-ed, the Joe Biden he saw last month was not the Biden of 2020. With another House lawmaker calling on him to step aside, the president will face another public test tomorrow at a news conference wrapping up the NATO summit. Sagar Magani, Washington.
French President Emmanuel Macron says he will give the country's political parties time to build a Republican majority at the National Assembly before he can decide on a new prime minister after no party won a majority in Sunday's legislative elections. Macron's comment came in a letter published by several French media outlets as political leaders of various parties have been trying to project themselves as the only solution to the current political turmoil after the inconclusive results. Australia, along with the United States and Britain, are accusing a state-sponsored Chinese spy agency of cyber espionage. VOA's Phil Mercer reports.
The Australian Signals Directorate, the National Cyber Intelligence Agency, has accused a group called APT-40, meaning Advanced Persistent Threat, of widespread hacking on behalf of a branch of China's Ministry of State Security. The agency said Tuesday that the hackers were trying to plunder information by infiltrating old and forgotten computers that were still connected to sensitive government and business networks, and that the threat was ongoing. It's the first time Australia has directly attributed malicious cyber espionage to a state-sponsored group in China. Phil Mercer, VOA News.
Mexico's president has announced that his successor is planning to build passenger train lines running from the capital to cities on the U.S. border. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador fleshed out Wednesday a proposal made by President-elect Claudia Sheinbaum. The projects could grow to be nearly double the size of López Obrador's railway building programs, which included the $30 billion Maya tourist train on the Yucatan Peninsula. The cost of that and other railway projects has led López Obrador's administration to post a budget deficit of nearly 6% of GDP. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.